Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, you all ready for a lot of fun today? Well, what are we waiting for? Hey, let's all sing a song together. What do you say, huh? Okay, now how about...
Well, excuse me, Happy Hank.
Well, what is it, Squeaky?
Well, before we sing, I was just wondering if you had a riddle for us.
A riddle? Why, you betcha I've got a riddle, and it's a sticker, too. Boys and girls, see if you can figure out the answer to this riddle. Now listen closely. Here's the riddle. What has eyes and can't see? What has eyes and can't see? Did you get it? Well, now, if you don't know the answer, you just think about it, and I'll tell you the answer later on. But right now, let's get back to our song. Well, what song would you like to sing, Squeaky?
Well, I can't sing, but I like the one about London Bridge.
Oh, yeah. What? Well, Popcorn says he likes that one, too. All right, then. London Bridge it will be. Wait till I tune up now. Well, you all ready now, boys and girls? Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky. Let's look around and see who's out there today.
All right, here she goes.
Yes, sir. Hear that buzzer? Oh, boy, what a crowd we've got today. A big crowd.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's the matter, Squeaky?
Oh, that little girl with the blonde curls is certainly cute.
Oh, yes, she certainly is, isn't she? Well, so is the one with the red hair, look. And that dark-haired one, too. Well, they're all swell kids. You can turn off the electric eye now.
Okay.
Now let's show Mother how good we can sing London Bridge, everybody. Ready? Here we go. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Build it up with iron bars, iron bars, iron bars. Build it up with iron bars, my fair lady. Iron bars will bend and break, bend and break, bend and break. Iron bars will bend and break, my fair lady. Build it up with silver and gold, silver and gold, silver and gold. Build it up with silver and gold, my fair lady. Hey, that was fine, boys and girls. Yes, sir, he's singing certainly makes you feel good. And you want to be friends with everybody.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're my friend, Happy Hank.
Well, I'm glad that you're my friend and pal, too, Squeaky.
Well, yes, sir, Popcorn says he's our friend, too.
Yes, you bet he is. You know, Popcorn is only a small puppy dog, but he's a swell pal to have around. Oh, that reminds me of a story.
Oh, what kind of a story, Happy Hank?
Well, it's a story about a lion and a mouse.
A lion and a mouse? What did they do?
Well, I'll tell you. One day, a great big lion was walking along in the woods. Now, he'd been out looking for food all night, and he was pretty tired. So he decided that he'd lie down and take a little nap, and soon he was fast asleep.
Well, I don't blame him. I like to sleep, too.
Well, of course, everybody likes to sleep. Well, while the lion was sleeping, along came a little mouse. Oh, he was a frisky little mouse, and when he saw the big lion, he went over and he began to scamper around the lion's big paws.
Oh, say, that was bad. He was crazy to do a thing like that. What if the lion woke up?
Well, the lion did wake up, and he saw the mouse.
Oh, my goodness, what happened?
Well, the lion lifted up his paw and caught the mouse.
Goodbye, little mouse.
Well, that's what the mouse thought, too. But just as the lion was ready to put the mouse into his mouth, the little fellow cried out, "Wait a minute, Mr. Lion. If you let me go free, maybe someday I can do you a good turn. Please let me go, Mr. Lion."
Oh, the poor little mouse.
Well, it looked pretty bad for the mouse for a while. But the old lion was feeling pretty good, and he wasn't really hungry, so he just lifted up his big paw and let the mouse go free.
Oh, say, he was a good lion, wasn't he? I'd like to meet him. Well, if he wasn't hungry. Is that all?
Oh, no, indeed. No, sir, there's a lot more. A little bit later, some hunters came along and trapped the big lion and tied him to a tree with ropes.
Oh, that was too bad. He was a nice lion, too.
Well, the hunters wanted to take the lion into town, so they went to get the wagon to haul the lion into town. And what do you think? That frisky little mouse came along, and when he saw the poor lion all tied up, he decided that he'd help his friend.
But what could a little mouse do to help a big lion?
Oh, that was easy. The mouse just went to work gnawing and chewing at the ropes, and one by one he chewed the ropes in two. And then they heard the voices of the hunters coming back.
Oh, you better hurry, little mouse.
Well, that's what the lion said. And finally, the last rope was cut by the little mouse, and the lion and his little friend ran away into the woods and escaped from the hunters.
Hooray! Oh, boy, Well, you sort of had me worried there, Happy Hank, because that little mouse turned out to be a real friend, didn't he?
Yes, sir. So you see, boys and girls, sometimes our little friends can help us a lot. So always be kind to the little friends, and someday maybe they'll help you a lot, too, when you really need help. Yes, sir, Popcorn, that was a dandy story, and I'm glad you liked it. Oh, Popcorn says about time for another song, and hey, let's play around the mulberry bush for a while. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes so early Monday morning. This is the way we iron our clothes, iron our clothes, iron our clothes. This is the way we iron our clothes so early Tuesday morning. This is the way we scrub the floor, scrub the floor, scrub the floor. This is the way we scrub the floor so early Wednesday morning. This is the way we mend our clothes, mend our clothes, mend our clothes. This is the way we mend our clothes so early Thursday morning. This is the way we sweep the house, sweep the house, sweep the house. This is the way we sweep the house so early Friday morning. This is the way we bake our bread, bake our bread, bake our bread. This is the way we bake our bread so early Saturday morning. This is the way we go to church, go to church, go to church. This is the way we go to church so early Sunday morning. Oh, boy, we made that week fly, didn't we?
Well, what's a joke, Happy Hank?
Well, look at Popcorn. Yes, sir. All right, Popcorn. Right now, Popcorn says it's birthday time. Hey, turn on the electric eye, Squeaky, and let's look around and see how many birthdays we have today. Turn it on.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, boy, just look at all the birthday smiles out there. Lots of them. All right, turn off the electric eye.
Okay.
And let's all sing the birthday song. Ready, boys and girls? All right, here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sirree, a happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday today. Now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters asked you if you wanted to go with them on their adventures. Well, if you do, now you just stay up close to your radio and listen. The boys had captured Black Tom the Outlaw, you remember, and turned him over to the sheriff. And today they're going to ride into town from their S Bar S Ranch to see if Black Tom is still in jail or if he's twisted the bars and escaped. Now, if he has escaped, it'll be too bad for Squeaky and Sputters because Black Tom said he was going to get even with them for capturing him. Now, as the scene opens today, the boys are on their horses and they're just galloping up in front of the sheriff's office where the jail is located. Listen.
Here we are now, Sputters. Get off your horses, and we'll go in and see if Black Tom is still here.
Okay. Come on, now that the door's open, we can just walk right in.
Oh, say, it's a lot cooler in here. I wonder if the sheriff is here. Sheriff! Hey, sheriff!
No, I guess he's not here, Squeak. Oh, no, he isn't. Look, he left a note on the desk. It says, "Make yourself at home. I have had to go up to the other end of the county on business. Sheriff."
Well, he knows we come here all the time. Let's go back and take a look at Black Tom.
Okay, he's right back this way. Now, good, come on. Here's a cell right back here.
And there's Black Tom in it. Well, hello, Black Tom.
Don't you speak to me, you little whippersnappers. If I ever get out of here, I'll fix you for putting me behind bars.
Yeah, but how do you think you're going to get out?
Well, I don't know, but... Oh.
Hey, Sputters, look. Black Tom has fainted. Oh, he must be awfully sick. What are we going to do?
Goodness gracious. Hey, maybe he hasn't been getting enough sunshine cooped up here in the jail. We got to do something.
Hey, quick, get the keys to the cell and we'll take him some water.
Yeah, they're on the sheriff's desk. I'll get them. I'll be right back.
Black Tom. Hey, Black Tom, can you hear me?
Here are the keys, Squeaky. Now, unlock the door.
Okay, wait just a minute. Now there. Hey, you better come into the cell with me, Sputters, and help me lift him because he's so big, you know. And we'll lift him and put him on the cot and then we can get the doctor.
Yeah, I'll lift his feet and you get his head.
Okay, now let's...
No, I got you both. I fooled you that time. I wasn't sick. I just wanted to get you two into the cell. Give me those keys. Now we'll see how you like jail.
Wait a minute now. You give me back those keys, Black Tom.
Hey, look out there, Black Tom. What are you going to do?
I'm going to lock this door with you two inside and me on the outside. Ah, there, that does it. Yeah. So you thought I couldn't escape, huh? Well, I'm out and you're in. So long, boys. I'll show you.
Oh, my goodness, Sputters, we're locked in.
Hey, come back here, Black Tom. That dirty crook.
Well, what's going to happen, Sputter? We're locked in the jail. What are we going to do?
Well, my goodness. Black Tom the Outlaw has escaped from jail and locked the boys in. What are they going to do? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. All right, now, let's see. We've got a dandy slogan, you remember? Yes, sir, and did you figure out the answer to the riddle? Well, what has eyes and can't see? Did you get it? It's a potato. Now, you ask Dad and see if he knows. I hope you're all feeling peppy today because I want you to sing our slogan song with us good and loud. Now, the song says, I will stay healthy. That means eat lots of nourishing food, drink plenty of milk and water, go to bed early, get a lot of exercise and fresh air. Boy, oh boy, will you stay healthy. Now, here's our slogan song. Listen. I'll make this rule and keep it too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy. I'll make this rule and keep it too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things that I ought to do. Yes, sir, I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy.